You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is Big Pump Pump, Scott Steiner, and you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Knockouts and Three Counts. We're here live from the Podcast
Dave
Detroit.
Lintek.
We're here live from the Podcast Detroit studios. We have a very special guest on the line. Hold on 1 second, sir. We're going to do our intro, then we'll get right to you. Kyle?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. And make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod, Twitter and Instagram, KO3CPod.com.
Yes, yes. And I am Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's D-E-V-I-N-T-H-E-6-3. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you guys come out to BCWA this Sunday, June 16th at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. We'll be there for You Are the Father. Father's Day special.
Why do I feel like that show sounds like a fucking Maury episode?
I was thinking the same thing. And guys, make sure you come out next week, June 23rd, also for our viewing party for
Stomping Grounds.
Yeah. All right. So we got the intros out of the way. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a big one for me, man. I listen to all the shows that he's affiliated with. If you ever listen to Something to Wrestle with Bruce Prichard, if you ever listen to 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff, if you ever listen to What Happened When with Tony Schiavone, I was about to say JR. If you ever listen to Grilling JR with Jim Ross, you have watched, you've seen the graphics for those episodes. Those are great graphics. The guy that does those graphics is on the line right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Floss King himself, Mr. Dave Silva. Dave, how you doing, sir?
Hey, fellas. How you doing tonight?
We're great, man. So, Kyle, I gotta take the first question.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, when are you going to start doing lessons for the Floss, man?
Oh, my God. You know what? I am booked through the summer. I'm doing senior centers. I'm doing daycare centers. This thing is going to sweep the nation, baby. Man. Sweep it!
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Mr. Dave Silva just does the Floss better than anybody I've ever seen. I thought I was doing it right, but turns out I was doing it wrong the whole time, man. So hopefully at StarCast, you'll have your own booth. You have like a Floss lesson thing, sort of like DDP. You have your own Floss class, man.
I'm going to make sure that I'm going directly against the DDP yoga. So we can work against each other in different panels.
Make a rivalry out of it.
And DDP yoga.
Man, Dave, thank you for joining us on the show, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, man, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Oh, no problem, man. I talked to you in Cleveland about doing the show, man. I'm glad we were able to get you on.
And I talked to you about it in New York.
But real quick, man, why don't you let the people know where they can find you on social media and anything that you have coming up that you need to promote, sir?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I'm on Twitter at DG Silva, S-I-O-V-A, 1975. And I am on Instagram at DG Silva, 1998. And of course, 75, the year I was born, and 98 was the year I married my wife. So, there are two special dates for me. And, but yeah, that's my personal stuff. And of course, if you follow anything that I do, I'm always pushing out all our products and everything that we do on our team. But of course, the big thing to push, the big thing is StarCast 3. Find all your ticket information, your bracelets, your hotel information over at StarCast.com.
Definitely. And yeah, we're definitely going to dive into StarCast. StarCast 2, I was there. Wait, where's the bell? Ring the bell.
We can't ring the bell right now because the bell's out of reach. But yeah, Dave, so the thing with the bell is this bastard got a sick kick out of the fact that because I went to a lot of the events, it became a thing where the bell started getting rang. But well, now Devin is the only one that hadn't gotten to go on like one of the big wrestling weekends. Well, now that he went to Double or Nothing, I'm loving the fact that I get to be like, look, bitch, you can't say it's all me now.
Yeah, so whenever we've been somewhere, we ring the bell. So, yeah, StarCast is coming up again, all out weekend.
Oh, good.
Up, and we'll definitely talk about that. But we kind of wanted to start off with getting to know Dave Silva, man. Like, Dave Silva's kind of like this mystical creature just out there. You know, he's behind the scenes. it's like, seriously, you're like behind the scenes of some of the most popular podcasts in the world right now, man. But we don't really know enough about Dave Silva, man. So let's get to know Dave.
Holy shit.
Well, I've been
way to fluster him before you ask him a question.
I've been called the magical Mexican before. I've been called the mystical. But there, I like it.
Is there any relation in that to Sankara?
No, but I can tell you I have had dinner with them. So
wait, hold on. We're going to ring the bell for that one, man.
Oh, shit. He got the bell and he's not even here.
The bell arrived.
But, yeah, tell us about Dave Silva. Where are you from?
What got you into pro wrestling, man?
All that good stuff.
Oh, my God. I've been watching pro wrestling since I was real young. I started with my grandparents, watching TBS with my grandparents growing up was like kind of appointment television. And that's where I was introduced to the Four Horsemen, and everything was WCW growing up, like from my younger years until I hit teens. And then I really dove into WWF and the Attitude Era. Like pretty much I've just been engulfed in professional wrestling and being a fan all these years just through my grandparents, and it was my grandma and grandpa turning on the television and watching that Slapdick Tony Shavati do his stuff. and I was hooked. I was in love. So yeah, I've been a fan ever since.
So, at what point does your love for wrestling, how did you fall into what we see you doing now with StarCast and all that stuff? Like at what point were you able to like hook up with Conrad, or how did that all work?
Okay. Well, my career, like I went to college and I went to college for graphic design,
okay,
but I took a part-time job as a studio camera operator in a small television station, where I live in South Texas. I live in a little town called Harlingen at the very southern tip of Texas and about 4 hours south of San Antonio. Okay. And I took this little, part-time studio camera operating job, and I'm a techie, I'm a gadget guy. I love stuff like that. So, I just started asking questions. Well, how does this work? How does this work? How do you technical direct? How do you work audio engineering? And, it just grew into a career. And 18 years later, I was working as an assistant news director for an ABC affiliate down here. And but I've always kept my love for wrestling. So and I would doodle in graphic design. And I would keep on doing stuff. And I became an avid listener of the Taz Show, the Taz podcast, which I highly recommend. If anybody is,
Devin's is already
looking
all
to dabble it. Into the into podcasts and listening,
I'm a big fan of the Taz
fantastic.
Show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I started to do like little fan graphic design for him, just like promoting the show or whatever. Not really for him, but just as a fan.
Right.
And before you know it, he started doing these things called hump day promos.
I was just about to ask you. I was just about to ask you if you were in a hump day promo guys. Okay.
Yeah. So I like just as a whim, I threw it out there and I started doing different characters and different voices, and Kaz really enjoyed them. And it just became a part of their normal Wednesday routine. And that wrapped up, and I was still doodling and doing design and stuff, and Conrad reached out to me over Twitter, and he was a listener of the Taz Show, and he was like, hey, I'm doing the Ric Flair show And I wanted to know if maybe you could do a Twitter header for me or maybe a graphic for me. And if you have time. And I was like, oh my God, like Ric Flair has been my all time favorite ever since I was a kid. So I was like, this is 1 degree closer to the greatest of all time. Of course I'm going to do it.
Right.
So, so I made a couple of Twitter headers for Conrad and we built this friendship and I started doing, graphics for the Flair show and, it was short lived, but then Conrad started doing the show with Bruce and I started doing stuff just as a fan with, for Bruce and for the show. And, before you know it, they're going to do their first live show in Orlando, over WrestleMania weekend. So I told my wife, I was like, you know what, hon, I feel like I have to meet these guys in person. I think I'm just going to fly myself to Orlando and just make myself available to them and, volunteer my time with whatever they need, but just so that we can build a relationship and get to meet each other. And, she was like, go for it.
Right.
So, I went and I, with my fingers crossed and hoping that they wouldn't think I was some kind of bizarro, super fan or, I met up with Bruce and we spent time together and, at the WrestleCon there and we hit it off immediately. And, I met his family that weekend and I met Conrad in person that weekend and everything was just like, it all just gelled. And before you knew it, that for the first live show, I had brought my camera and my tripod and everything. And I filmed their first live show just cause I was just like, you know what? This is the first. And one day we're going to look back and say, that was our first,
right?
Or that was their first at that point. And sure enough, 3 years later, we've been all over the country and I started from that one day, it was like, well, Dave, you got to come to every show now. You got to come help us with every show. And it just happened. It was just like a snowball effect of making yourself available, willing to serve others without any kind of agenda. And, doors just started to open. And, I started doing, of course, like you all know, all the cover art and everything for Bruce's show.
Right.
And then what happened when opened up and, I started doing them all for Tony and I got to meet Tony, which was a huge deal for me.
Definitely.
Because, as I mentioned earlier, Tony has been the voice I listened to when I watched growing up. So, when I got to meet Tony, this is a fun story. When I got to meet Tony, it was Dallas. And it was for his first live show, the first WHW live show. And we actually shared a room together the first time we met. And, and it, I know it's bizarro, but it was fantastic because we're both nerds and we both love sci-fi. We both love superhero movies and we both love wrestling. And we just, it was like two girls at a slumber party. We talked all night. Get each other's hair. No, but it was a great time. And it was like, you know, this is so awesome because, this guy that I idolized as a kid, is just a normal dude doing his job, but still loves stuff I love and is a real personable and loves to have a good laugh and is just a great guy. So Tony's become one of my best friends.
But isn't that kind of like the weird thing about, you know, when you get kind of, I'm not going to say you're in the business, but when you get to start knowing a lot of these people, isn't that like the weird thing that you just realize like these are just human beings, man. These are just people.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And it brings you into another whole, way of looking at things. You know, I'm far from ever saying I'm in the business or I've never taken a bump. I've never done anything like that. I'm on the outskirts serving, like I'm a peg in the machine.
Right.
But when you get to work with these guys and you get to spend so much time that I have with these guys, it's like they got to pay bills too, you know, and and they have family stuff too that they have to take care of. And, they get tired too. And sometimes they just want to go and grab a burger without having to stop 600 times for an autograph or a picture. And it has nothing to do with like being mean or rude or anything like that. But it's just like, these guys just want to be themselves for just a small smidgen of time. And you get to see all that when you're getting to work with them so closely every day.
So now with you, you know, getting to work so closely with them, you know, tell us about StarCast, like what that was like with that coming about. And like, I want to hear your thoughts coming off of Double or Nothing, just in not only like what it was like for you in a work aspect, but at the same time, like what was it like for you as a fan for the whole weekend as well?
Oh my gosh. Well, Vegas was a whirlwind. For our StarCast team, because we had such a huge event in Chicago for StarCast One, and it was kind of, we were flying by the seat of our pants. We had never done this before. It was Conrad's first time of ever doing anything like this, any kind of promotion at all. Oh, he's a podcast guy, and to this day, he's like, I'm not a promoter. I don't want to be a promoter. I just do podcasts, and I'm a fan, and I want to give folks what I think they want. And now that I'm doing these podcasts, I have access to all this. So if I can muster it all together and make everybody happy for a holiday weekend, let's go for it. So StarCast One was just, we were learning by the seat of our pants. We were running and gunning and trying to make sure everybody's happy when you're dealing with talent and you're dealing with fans, and we're dealing with hotel staff, and we're dealing with all these little ins and outs of who picked up Haku from the airport. Oh my God. Somebody go get a, he's waiting over there. Go. Like stuff like that what are we going to call a hamburger on the menu at the hotel? It's like different stuff like that we have to deal with all this time. But Chicago was fantastic. And then Vegas comes around, and Vegas is huge.
Right.
And then unfortunately the champ got sick and couldn't make it, for his roast, which I'm referring to Ric Flair. We went into damage control mode, where we had to figure out what we could fill in that time that would also make the fans extremely happy. And thank God for Davey Boy Smith Jr., Harry Smith, and for JR, and for Mark Henry, and for Tony, and for everybody coming out, so we could really do that memorial piece on Owen that the family has really appreciated and really loved. And we've, just because of the way we treated it with honor and respect, because we all loved Owen so much, watching him perform, we wanted to, on his 20th anniversary of him passing, to really tell funny stories, to tell fun stuff, to remember him the way he wanted to be remembered. And probably that was with, the ribs that he would pull on people, or the silliness that he would do all the time to just kind of lighten the load when you're on the road for so long. So that was like a last minute, okay, we can do this. Let's try this. And with the David Arquette and Tony Schiavone and Shane Helms.
Shane Helms is funny regardless.
Shane wasn't there. Shane was planned, but Dan St. Germain filled in, but when they watched Ready to Rumble, that was a quick slide in too. But a lot of juggling on Vegas. Long story short, a lot of juggling on our Vegas StarCast, but everybody, we received a lot of high praise from StarCast. But that weekend was crazy in the fact that Double or Nothing was huge. This was a huge event for AEW, and We're StarCast. We're a whole different entity from AEW, but we work so closely together because of Conrad and Cody's relationship that it kind of works hand in hand. We're kind of like their version of the Access,
right?
WWE's Access, And it just so happened to kind of happen that way. So Double or Nothing was such a huge event.
What were your thoughts on the show as a whole, man, even from a fan's perspective?
Well, as a fan's perspective, I was planning not to go. We had graphics that needed to be made and stuff that needed to be made for the after party right after the show.
Right.
And me and my partner in crime, Chris McDonald, we were working on graphics, and Connor's like, hey, you guys are going to the show. And we're like, we can't. We really can't. We have to get these done, get these over to Fight, get it all taken care of. And he's like, no, I got your front row tickets. You're going. Put everything down. It'll be fine. We're both like, but this has to get done. Like, no, you need to step away and you need to enjoy the show. So there we are, front row at Double or Nothing, which was just a dream come true. It was amazing. And the show was like phenomenal. Like, I was telling my wife at the end of the night, I was like, she's like, so how was the show? And I was like, hon, I've been to Nitros, I've been to Raws, I've been to SmackDowns, I've been to pay-per-views, I've been to Mania. I think this is the best show I've ever been to, ever. And she's like, really? She goes, I've never heard you say that. I said, the card was stacked from top to bottom. There was no dull match. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was involved. You felt like you were in a community and in a family that were all rooting for everybody in that ring. And it was just an amazing, amazing time.
Well, but besides John Moxley, what was your favorite moment or surprise of the night?
I guess my favorite moment was the story told between Dustin and Cody.
Okay.
Just because of the history of Dustin and me watching him since he was the Natural, and being a huge fan of Dusty. And then, of course, being a huge fan of Cody's through his career.
Right.
And finally seeing that match of brother versus brother.
The right way.
With the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The right way, with all the pomp and circumstance and everything surrounding it, that it should have been given years ago. But finally,
awesome.
It was, you know what? It's like everything has its perfect timing. And why not in Cody's ring? And in Cody, on Cody's terms, in front of a packed house, just, it was beautiful. You know, that story, the blood told a story. The end, when they came together, told a story. Everybody chanting Dusty at the beginning.
Definitely.
It was just beautiful all the way through.
And then what? One thing I didn't realize, and then once I saw some videos on internet, and I realized, oh yeah, I do remember that promo when Dusty was talking to the Natural, saying I just want a hug and a kiss from my son, and then it's like Cody doing the same thing, like I just want my brother. I'm like, oh man,
yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna lie, that shit at the end got me like hard, dude. I was like, oh dude, this is so fucking dope.
like dude there was literally people crying in the crowd, man. I'm like, wow, that's a moment right there.
I got a little choked up. There was no tears, but I was just like, you're not gonna get me. I was close.
So coming off of AEW and StarCast 2, I mean, what are you looking forward to at StarCast 3, and what do you think the people coming in can expect? And what do you look for as different as far as Chicago?
Well, it's after Vegas and all the excitement and everything that came through with Vegas, going back to Chicago where it all started for All Out and for StarCast 3, it's a real homecoming, because the first StarCast we grew such a tight relationship with the venue and with the folks there, and they were so accommodating, they were so helpful, and gave us everything we needed, and were able to help out, where at Vegas it was kind of like, well, tough, I'm sorry, you don't have enough chairs, you're gonna have to pay $12,000 for three more chairs, kind of thing.
Yeah, I heard about the 13,000 for like water situation.
Yeah,
$13,000 for water. That shit better be like the best water I've ever had in my fucking life. Like for real, that shit better be gold.
No, but going back to the Hyatt Regency in Schaumburg and being back in Chicago and being surrounded by those fans and everybody from all over the world that comes into StarCast, because StarCast, we really learned that and really discovered that we have people flying in from other countries to take part of the whole weekend itself. And of course to be at the pay-per-view, but also take in StarCast the days before. Being back in Chicago, being back at our home, and being able to bring new and exciting panels and different superstars that are going to be coming in. I think everybody's going to be surprised. I think everybody's going to feel like, oh man, this is a breath of fresh air. And they're going to have a blast. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, before I ask my next question, why don't you let the people know where they can get tickets and what date the dates are, all the information for StarCast 3 that people want to go to StarCast 3.
Sure. StarCast 3 is August 29th through September 1st over Labor Day weekend. And you can get all your bracelets, gold and platinum. You can get hotel information. We have great rates and discounted rates for surrounding hotels. The Hyatt Regency, the home base for StarCast, sold out that night, the night of Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
We announced that StarCast 3 is back in Chicago too. And here's the link to the hotel. And boom, before the night was over, it was sold out. So we have very close hotels all around the area that we worked out rates, and we very, very affordable rates. And all that information can be found over at StarCast.com.
That's two StarCast.
R's. StarCast.com. Yes, two R's in StarCast. And also, if you want to jump over to the App Store, whether you have an Android phone or an iOS, download our app. It's free. It gives you all the meet and greet times. It gives you every superstar that's going to be there. It gives you maps to the venue. It gives you notifications on your phone of, hey, this panel is going to start in 5 minutes. You might want to get over there. Or, hey, so-and-so is running 10 minutes late. So hang tight. We've really, really tried to kind of tighten up the loose ends on making sure everybody has a great time. Everybody knows all the information and it's at their fingertips at all times. So that everybody can have a good time and not wonder what's happening or where is this going on or whatever. If you download that app, it's everything that's on our website. It's on that app, and you'll be good to go.
And let me just say, like, having gone to StarCast.
bitch, not me.
That app actually did come in very, very handy. And that kind of leads me to the question that I had. StarCast 1, StarCast 2, to StarCast 3. What lessons have you learned in basically a year's time, having done this, you know, two times already in different locations and going back to Chicago again? What lessons have you learned from the first one? What mistakes did you make that you learned from over this year of doing StarCast?
Well, I think you can never be too prepared. And then always be ready for the unexpected, you know, with so many talents coming in and so many different balls to juggle, from handling fight and all the live streaming and all the live production shows to handling all the meet and greets and all the personal signings and all the photo ops to handling a hotel staff. And then to making sure all the fans have everything they need and everybody that's there for StarCast weekend has everything you need. You can never be too prepared. And so it's from StarCast 1, where we really didn't know what we were doing, to StarCast 2, when we all were flying in from different parts of the country to meet in Huntsville to stay there for a week to plan and to package and to get everything ready to now coming into StarCast 3, where we're starting that now. Like, Sunday wrapped up for StarCast 2, and the following day, I'm already making graphics and getting stuff ready for StarCast 3. Wow. And it's as we go along, we're learning that to make these events successful and smooth running, it's a 365 day kind of job. And finding the volunteers, to printing out the wristbands, to creating the program that we sell to folks, to creating the logos, to creating the merch, to creating the 8x10s that people get signed. There's so many little things that you really don't think about when you're just there, that it takes somebody to do that, to make that happen, to the backdrops on the stage, to the photos on the stage, to right. It's all these little pieces that all have to be running in sync to make it look clean, professional, and something that everybody's going to enjoy. So to answer your question of what have we learned, we're still learning. We're still learning, and I think we're going to continue to still learn as we go and as StarCast continues. Of course, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, because after every StarCast, Connor is like, this is the last one. This is the last StarCast we're going to do.
Never again.
And then he's like, oh, by the way, we're going to Chicago.
So through all the StarCasts and all that kind of stuff, who would be like your favorite person that you've gotten to meet? I know you're probably going to say Flair, but
gosh, my favorite person,
Undertaker. Oh wait, that didn't happen. I'm sorry.
One day, fingers crossed.
No, he meant to say Kurt Angle, but
you know. Oh yeah, Kurt Angle. I have to say, meeting David Crockett, being a fan of, that's a name that you probably didn't expect, but
yeah, I was not expecting that one.
He was so cool, and he was so friendly, and, just would talk to me about anything, just hang out, and he would be backstage. And I remember, I'm with Chris, my buddy, and we're watching, we have our TBS. I don't know if you've all seen it, but it's our old TBS set.
Yep.
That we put as a backdrop, and we had it. This was before, we got going in Vegas, and it's propped up, and, Tony and David are having a conversation right in front of it. And I look over to Chris and I'm like, oh my God, I got to get a picture. And he's like, no, don't bother them. I was like, screw that. I want to get a picture. I said, look where we're at. Nobody's bought, like, there's nothing going on. We're just working on graphics. I'm going to walk over there, and Tony's not going to care, but I'm going to ask David Crockett if he'll take a picture of me. So just having that moment of seeing those two guys in front of the set that they used to perform in front of, just kind of chit chatting and being able to slide in there and get a picture with those guys was awesome. And then jump one more day, and then you have Tony, David Crockett, Mark Madden, and Scott Hudson.
Wow.
All talking sports and telling old stories and all that stuff. It was just like, how did I end up here? How did I end up in this situation? Being able to kind of peek behind the curtain and see all these guys that I grew up watching, just be normal dudes, talking football, talking, just having a good time, because they hadn't seen each other all together in such a long time. And it's just amazing. It's little moments like that man, I really am grateful. And I just, it's Conrad kind of gives me the, oh, give me a break. But he's opened up a whole world to me. And I've left my television news job, and I'm StarCast Events 24/7 now.
Wow.
For a career. And that's awesome. From where it started to where it is today, and for Conrad to take me along, and now we're best friends and we're best buds, and it's amazing. I still have to pinch myself, and I still give him a hard time. I'm like, dude, I'm living my dream job. You don't understand what like 18 years of television news can do to a person, but you've given me my dream job. And he's like, oh, please give me a break. But it's amazing.
Well, that's kind of a question I had. What is the Pie Father like?
He is, as you probably know from all the shows, he has a crazy, crazy sense of humor.
Definitely.
And he loves to laugh, and he loves to rib, and he's just a guy's guy, you know, your buddies, and you bust each other's chops, and and you have a good laugh. But as a person, I've seen him do amazing things and things that weren't asked of him and things that nobody would ever see for people just because he would see somebody in need. And he would see that somebody needed help or somebody was having a hard time. And he goes out of his way to help them. And a lot of people don't see that and realize that at the end of all this, yeah, he's been called the Podfather and and the king of podcasts and all this kind of stuff. But Conrad's just a kid who loved wrestling, who watched it just like all of us, and started a mortgage company in his 20s, and is a fantastic, fantastic people person and salesman, and has been able to grow it into something where he can also do that and participate in something he's loved all his life, which is professional wrestling. And but all that boils down to just having a good heart and being a good dude and being willing to and available to help others when they need help. So like,
so in honor of the fact
he's changed my life.
So in honor of the fact that Bruce actually was a guest on our show as well.
And Bischoff.
Yeah. We've had both on our show, and we just got done talking about Conrad. I got to meet him shortly before the Something to Wrestle in New York. And he was definitely couldn't have been cooler. What's some of the funniest shit that you guys have had happen when you're out with, you know, Bruce and Conrad? Because just the banter that we hear, whether it be live shows or whatever it might be, I have to imagine that's got to make for some crazy shit.
Oh my God. From the time I flew first class for the first time with Bruce and I spilled his Diet Coke all over him. So he tells me, okay, I moved you to first class. I'm like, oh my God, you didn't have to do that. He's like, you're fine. Just come and sit with me. So I sit there and I'm like, oh man, I'm like, oh, check out these seats. My big ass can fit in these seats. Oh my God.
Trust me. I understand, man. I understand.
I'm like, look at me go. So the flight attendant comes up and would you like something to drink? And Bruce gets his Diet Coke and I'm like, sure, I'll have a Coke. And Bruce gets his Diet Coke and he's sitting there and he puts it on the armrest, which should be wide enough for a normal person not to hit their elbow and knock it over. But you're talking about me. So I'm like, wow, Bruce, check this out. Boom. And I spill it all over himself. He's like, you son of a bitch. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't believe it. Oh my God. And the flight attendant comes up. She goes, oh, sir, I'm sorry. This idiot just poured my Diet Coke all over me. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's my first time in first class. And she laughs, and we had a good laugh about it because, of course, Bruce rode me about it the whole time. But from that moment to us going to a steakhouse, and I want to say we were in Houston, and Conrad was wearing shorts.
Of course.
And it was this real fancy steakhouse. And they're like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in without pants on. And he's like, well, give me a pair of pants. And I walk in, my money's the same. Like, what's the problem? Oh, well, you know, we have to look a certain way or whatever. So he said, well, I know you have pairs of pants for situations like this. Give me a pair of pants. They gave him a pair of pants. Of course that didn't fit him.
Of course.
So he pulls them up to right above his knees. And he proceeds to walk through the restaurant with the pants on and his ass hanging out in his shorts. And, and just like to prove a point, oh, you want pants? Here you go. So, and then when he sat down, he took them off and he held them up real high and he told the waiter, as soon as, sir, can you hang my pants, please? So that's just two instances of the silliness that happens all the time, whether it be Conrad, Tony, and myself, or Eric and myself, or now just the fun stuff that we've done with Jim, with JR. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more adventures once we start doing live shows with JR, that it's going to be a good time.
Well, I've got a question. It's sort of a deep dive question in the StarCast.
Yeah.
It's kind of personal to me. So at the Tuscany Suites, they had a panel with the guys from the Corner Podcast who are friends of mine. They're the guys that kind of got me started in the podcasting. So I look at them as like inspiration. They had a panel called Wrestling with Stereotypes. Basically, it was about, you know, African-Americans and, you know, it had the Mac on, Willie the Mac on there, Kenny King, Marty Bell was on there as well. Cass, who's a writer for WWE. Do you know if there's any plans for you guys to do another one of those panels in Chicago? And two, who was the one that decided to go ahead and do that panel? Because I felt that was a very, very important panel, and hopefully we can get more people on that panel and to watch that panel the next time if you guys do it. But first, are you guys planning on doing that again, and who was kind of behind the scenes on getting that done?
You know what? We're still in the process of building the panels of what we're going to do during this next StarCast. And the reason being is we want it to be different from what folks have already seen.
Okay.
And what folks have already participated in. Now, I didn't participate. Like, I wasn't able to get to the Tuscany for that panel, but
right.
Everything that I heard from our counterparts at Podcast Movement said that panel was phenomenal and that we need to bring it back and we need to think about bringing that back. So I can tell you that you're not the first person to bring it up,
okay,
and talk about how great it was. I hope we bring it back because I want to see it. Like, I want to watch it. I want to see it on Fight. I've heard nothing but really, really good things about it. But that was Conrad. That was Conrad looking for different panels and interesting panels that would really make everybody think, everybody discuss stuff that, you know, might not be discussed all the time, and kind of deep dive into the stereotypes in professional wrestling and the different stigmas and, you know, stuff that really gets to the nitty gritty of the business. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I hope we do bring it back to Chicago. And I'm definitely going to go back to Conrad and let him know that it was brought up during the interview. So hopefully we can make room for it.
Yeah, hopefully Andreas and then Kelly listened to this. I had a little conversation with them afterwards, and they said they want to do it again, but they want to bring Sonny Kiss is a name that they brought up. They would love to have on that panel to talk about. Nyla Rose was a name that came up, and many other people, but I would definitely love to see that panel brought back and expanded, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, that was my selfish question. Let's find out more about you, man.
So,
go ahead.
That literally goes into what I was gonna ask. I was looking at something in our live feed, but we've talked about you being a big Ric Flair fan. We've talked about your favorite moments from StarCast. What's the all-time favorite wrestling moment for you? Like, what's the one, like that one drop dead? Like, that's my favorite thing, you know, I ever saw, or like the thing that's got the biggest imprint on you.
Guy with the gooker. I know it.
Oh, gosh.
Dog.
It's this moment right now.
Hell yeah. Now I feel really fucking special.
Well, like you mentioned, me loving Flair so much, it was, for me, like I can stop everything and watch this match. I can... like it never gets old to me, was his retirement match and the story that was told between, him and Shawn Michaels. That match was just a masterpiece in the way it was told and in the fact that, it was going to wrap it up
right.
And wrap up such a storied career in the ring, or at least we thought until we went to TNA and,
We don't talk about that.
In my mind, it ended that WrestleMania night. But I love that match. I love that match so much. And, you know, going back and watching the I Quit match between Tully and Magnum, preparing for StarCast 2 and for the panel there, that is one hell of a match, you know. Those two guys really, really put it all out there and beat the tar out of each other in an old school way that we don't get to see a lot anymore. And if you haven't gone back and watched that match, I definitely encourage you to, because a lot of people talk about, oh, that I Quit match and, oh, the Tully and Magnum series. But some of them might not have ever really watched it or it's been years since they've seen it, watching it recently. And then watching the panel at StarCast, it's real high up there for me. I really, really enjoy that match. And then of course, throughout the years, like, my taste changed and, you know, the Stone Cold era and everything was Stone Cold and, you know, The Rock, and you kind of go through stages as a wrestling fan of who is like your number one and who in the matches you love and the people you love. But I think bottom line, it's always in my book going to have to be Flair, Michaels retirement match.
Definitely. Well, we're running a little bit short on time, man. I'm having a great time, man. I don't know about you, Dave.
Oh, no, I am. I am too, dude.
Well, I guess we got to ask a selfish question for the podcast here.
Yeah.
So let's just say, I don't know. Let's just say there's a podcast with a couple guys, yeah. You know.
So smooth, huh?
You know, representing the podcast network here in the Detroit area, Podcast Detroit. Go to podcastdetroit.com. And, you know, we have a couple of wrestling shows here. What if we wanted to get a booth or something at StarCast? How would we do that?
Oh, well, that's easy. Right now, we're working right now through our exhibitor package, that application that we're going to send out to folks just like you. And if you send your information over to info@starcast.com, that will put you on the fast track to get all the information you need to be a part of StarCast. Again, that's info@starcast.com. And that'll take you right to our team that'll give you all the information you need in participating in StarCast 3.
So if we drop your name, will we move to the top of the list?
Fuck it. No shame at all.
No shame here.
Look, man, for the amount of times we've had people booked for this show and it didn't come through, the hell with it at this point.
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
It wouldn't hurt. If you said, hey,
well, fuck it. Consider it done then.
You have my blessing. Go for it.
And Dave, by the way, let me just say this, man. I want to say this on the air. Thank you for retweeting all the it's weird to me, like, how hard it is to get people to, like, promote the stuff that they're doing. Like, you're going to be on our podcast. Why not retweet it? You know, share it out, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. We really do appreciate that, man.
Well, I got to tell you guys, this is my first ever interview.
Hot damn!
My first podcast I've ever done.
Yes.
So, I was nervous coming into it because, like, nobody ever, like, they want to hear from Conrad, Bruce, Eric, Tony, Jim before hearing from me. So when y'all asked me, of course, I was like, oh God, what? I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to say. What do they really want to know about me?
Right.
I appreciate you guys reaching out, and of course I'm going to retweet and I'm going to share the love, because it's not just about, oh, listen to me on a podcast, but it's like, hey, let's support these guys.
But you
doing what we all love.
Well, you say, of course, like it's just a common thing. But
holy
shit. It's a lot harder than you think it is. See, like, you guys don't deal with guests on your podcast. Your podcast is just, you know, Bruce, Eric, you know, Jim, and Tony just talking about, you know, reliving their memories. Like, when you actually have guests, it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Jesus, God.
Wow.
Especially considering if you're an upstart like us.
Yeah, but it's kind of wild when you have the guests that you guys have had, that they, why wouldn't they want to retweet their stuff or help get the word out that, hey, I have an appearance on this show, check it out.
If I had a dollar for every time I've said that, I'd already have enough money for a ticket for All Out. I mean, hell, we've had people get signed to NXT right before we've had them on the show, what, 3-4 times? One of them happens to be their women's champion. Another one that may or may not have just went head to head with Goldberg the other day. So,
oh wow!
Well, on Twitter,
Matt Riddle. But yeah, like literally, it just like it happens all the time, man. Like we've either had that kind of stuff, or like you said, I mean, you would think that would be like commonplace, but it's so not.
So yeah, thank you, Dave. Really do appreciate that, man. But before we let you go, man, was there anything that we didn't cover that you did want to talk about?
Well, I just want to encourage a couple of folks to do this. If they haven't seen any of our panels on from StarCast 2, it's real easy. All you have to do is go to StarCastOnFight.com, and everything's a la carte, so you don't have to buy the whole weekend if you don't want to.
Right.
But you can buy individual shows, and they're yours forever, and all that's available right now on StarCastOnFight.com, and you really, really get some really, really great stuff. If one, you weren't able to attend StarCast 2, but if you did and you missed the panel,
yep, me.
the Sting panel is amazing. The Arn Anderson panel is amazing. The I Quit match is amazing. The evening with Cody and the Bucks is really, really interesting because it's really those three guys sharing their heart, talking about stuff that is beyond wrestling, and talking about their family lives and talking about how all this affects them and how it all wound up to Double or Nothing weekend. So that's super, super great television right there. And also the Dustin Rhodes Inside the Ropes panel, the night after he fought Cody.
Right.
And you really get what was happening in the ring. What was he feeling? What did he go through? And how was he feeling the day we're after? It's funny because here's a snippet from that panel. Somebody, as he was being introduced and he was walking up to the stage, somebody handed him a package of cookies. Who knew? But gave him a package of chocolate chip cookies, and he's like, I've been eating boiled chicken for over 2 months now. This is the first cookie I've ever had. And he's like plowing on those cookies on stage and answering questions. Wow. It's just fun that it's like a little peek of, hey, this is a guy that really, really worked hard. He's 50 years old. He worked his ass off to get his body in shape and to have what he calls one of the greatest moments in his career that night with his brother. And then the day after, hey, who doesn't want to have a chocolate chip cookie or a bowl of ice cream or just the biggest cheeseburger they can get their hands on after all that? So it's like things that happen in those panels that when you see the title of a panel or whatever, and you're like, ah, I can miss that. The stuff that's discussed and the stuff that happens in those are really, really deep dive in kind of a look inside people's lives that you don't regularly get when you're just watching them weekly on television or when you're watching their YouTube channel or whatever. I really encourage folks to jump over to StarCastOnFight.com and check it out.
So which one was your favorite?
My favorite? Oh, man. I want to say my favorite is Arn. The Arn Anderson panel, because Arn is a character. Arn is has a tremendous sense of humor. A lot of people are gonna really get a good taste of Arn Anderson once we start our podcast with him.
Time out.
Did you say Arn Anderson podcast?
Yeah, in that panel, if you go watch that panel.
Oh no,
it's announced.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
It's announced that he's joined in the family.
Wow.
And
I'll be listening to that bitch too.
Man, and just to think that he started when he was 17, and he gave some snippets in the panel of him becoming an Anderson and him becoming a horseman and just like little bits. But he does the voices. He does the jokes. He does, like, Arn is a hidden gem that a lot of people don't realize and don't understand. They just see the enforcer, which is amazing in itself. But he's a funny dude, and I think a lot of people are going to love it once they get to hear their stories from his viewpoint. And of course, Al Conrad works his magic.
Right.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Man, I have so many more questions. We've got to wrap this up, man. We've got to get you back on the show before All Out, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, whatever y'all want.
Definitely. But, I got so many questions I want to ask right now. I'm going to stop. But, Dave, why don't you go ahead and, you know, go ahead and let everybody know what they need to know about StarCast, about the shows, and your own social media information.
Okay, sure. StarCast.com is your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about StarCast. We have superstar announcements that are constantly coming out. We're going to start coming out with some of the events that we have planned for StarCast. They're going to start coming out very soon because it's just around the corner, so we got to get rolling. But download the app. All you got to do is put StarCast, and it'll pop right up. It's free, and you're good to go there. And before I go, I do want to make sure that people know that Tony and Conrad are going to be live in St. Louis and in Baltimore coming up this month on the 22nd and 23rd. On the 22nd, Conrad and Tony are going to be in St. Louis at the Off-Broadway. It's a little club. It's Eric Conrad and I did a show there, and it's a great venue. It's real intimate, so people are going to get to ask questions and are going to get to have laughs and stuff with Tony and Conrad this time around. But you can get your tickets for that at TonyandConradLive.com. And then the following day, we're jumping on a plane heading to Baltimore, and we'll be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Ooh.
And we'll be doing our show there. And if you want to grab tickets there, it's whathappenedwhenlive.com. And we're excited about those two live shows. The fans in that area are fantastic, and we're ready to bring the laughs. And of course, if you've ever listened to What Happened When, there's it gets a little wild, and we get a little crazy on that show. And nothing's off limits.
If it's anything like Tony's daughter's wedding episode, I mean, it's a self-explanatory. I remember listening to that at work, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he really did get, like, all the way up in this shit.
Tony Live is something else. It's something else. You get your Broadway tunes. You get your dances. You get your irreverence. It's Tony in full effect. So I definitely encourage folks to go and check out those two live shows if they're in the area and they can make it.
Right. Well, Devin, I think we can.
Course, yeah.
I was going to say, well, Devin, I think we both can agree from being there live. You never quite know what the fuck you're going to get.
Definitely, definitely.
I mean, we've been to Something to Wrestle. We've done, what's the other one? I did the one with JR. Like, there's always some crazy ass shit that happens at that one. And I was at the one that Tony did in New York with them at After Raw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a wild night. That was a lot of Moscow mules that night.
Dude, that's the funniest part about that is, like, if you watch it, you can just see JR just dumping them bitches. And I'm like, damn, yeah. He's had to have at least six or seven of them motherfuckers at this point.
Man. Hey, Dave, make sure you throw your social media out there, too, so people can find you doing your flossing
videos. Oh, yeah. It's DG Silva, S-I-L-V-A, 1975, on Twitter. And I'm always there. I'm always working, pushing out our stuff and sharing stuff about the family or whatever the case. But, yeah, it's a good time. So that's where you can find me.
All right. Hey, Dave, can you hang on the line for a second?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, we're going to wrap up, and then got a couple questions for you. But, yeah, great interview, man. What you think?
I enjoyed it, and I think for all the people that were commenting on our promo and were a little bit unsure on what they thought about us bringing on Dave Silva, I think if they listen to the episode, definitely. They're probably going to say the same thing.
Definitely, definitely. So real quick, before we get out of here, guys, make sure you come out to BCWA this Sunday. Not Saturday, this Sunday, June 16th.
Good, because that means I don't got to worry about trying to leave work early.
They're putting on You Are the Father. It's a Father's Day show. Come on out to the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. Get your tickets now.
The rematch between Orlando Christopher and the Dread King Logan. Yeah. Are we going to see another Razor's Edge off the top rope?
It's going to be an I Quit match, too, so make sure you come on out for that. Make sure you come on out June 23rd for our Stomping Grounds viewing party with the guys from Breaking Down the Ring at Buffalo Wild Wings, downtown Detroit. Come on out and support. And come watch, you know, a little wrestling with us, you know what I'm saying?
And the 29th, Lights Out, Grand Rapids, Delta Plex Arena, past guest of the show, Manib is getting to work.
Definitely. So go to KO3CPod.com, follow all of our social media. If you're watching this, share this out with somebody, like Please. And follow our page.
It takes 2 seconds, and it helps us a lot more than you know.
Stretch. I got like a minute left in this round to play.
Oh, you need to stretch a little bit? Okay. So, yeah.
How's your wife?
Just kidding. I don't have that problem.
I don't know. I drew a blank on that one.
But no, we got, like I said, we got BCWA coming up this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. Got the Dread King Logan against Orlando Christopher, like you said, an I Quit match. Not the Undertaker. The Soul Taker. Soul Taker's going to have a body bag match. Past guest of the show, Kenny Steele's going to be back in town, man. Looking forward to it.
And he's facing Frogun, another past guest
facing
of the show.
Frogun. Oh, yeah. We had a little issue with that.
What?
We had a little issue with the Frogun audio. But I talked to Frogun at Powerbomb. He's coming back on. we're going to take care of that. We're going to redo it. And for those of you that like our Florida man stories, Frogun's got a great story for you guys.
Okay, I just lost this round, so you can wrap up now.
Okay.
Randy lost, but I guess that means it's time for us to go.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening, and until next time, peace.
Fuck your couch.